to me, it look like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah? Yeah!
Leprechauns, but I know Dr. Kirk Elliott, and if you're wanting gold, he's the place to get it. But this is a very nice leprechaun. He's advising you to get silver at KEPM.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. Dr. Elliott, we got 4 minutes left. Any other key points? I know there's a lot of stuff going on you'd like to add about what's happening.
I mean, you've got the inflationary pressures. You've got these wars. You've got these rumors of wars. You've got things escalating in Israel. You've got this perverted circus called the DNC that's happening, where people are dressing up like abortion pills. It's like, what is going on, right? So to me, these are all connected, even though it seems like they're not, because to me, all of these are a physical manifestation of a spiritual battle that's being waged, right? It's a battle for the soul of America. It's a battle for the hearts and minds of men and women and children in America, right? And so when you see this all happening at the same time, whether it's the financial meltdown that you and I talk about a lot with banks, and this is why gold and silver are soaring, when you see the societal, you know, decadence, I don't know what else to call it. It's just complete meltdown of everything that's moral happening. When you've got the wars and the rumors of wars, when you've got this move towards central bank digital currency that you and I have talked about, Alex, all of these are interconnected. They're connected at the hip. And it's bigger than just the finance. It's bigger than just banks. It's bigger than just moral decay. This is actually the manifestation of a spiritual battle. So therefore, once you've identified that that's what it is, we can take the pieces that we know that we can actually fix without having a big, large collective voice, like changing politicians' mind. You have to have a large collective voice. Changing your finances is a singular voice. It's yours. And sometimes it's that still small voice in your head that says, yep, I know that something's wrong. My gut, my intuition, it's telling me I've got to do something. And you just make that decision to change, right? So this is where I see us. It's bigger than just a financial economic issue, Alex. This is a global spiritual onslaught against the hearts and minds of people of this world. And we have to make a critical decision right here and right now that we're drawing a line in the sand, and we're going to do what we can do to protect and preserve and grow and thrive.
To me, it's like those Mark Dice videos where he goes out and he offers somebody a full ounce of silver for $1 and they say no. Or he offers them a full ounce of gold for $1 and they think it's fake. Even though a coin that looked that good that was fake, but it's real. So it's worth thousands of dollars, the gold, and they won't even give him a dollar. And he talks to 50 people, and finally one guy goes, yeah, I'll take it. He looks at it, yeah, that's worth thousands. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And it would have been smart to buy gold and silver years ago when it was way down. Those people have really done well. But there's such movement in it. It's like you're doing that now. The train has arrived. The ship has arrived. There's no way with inflation going in the future, it's not going to go up. And all evidence points towards now, people need to get into silver now. And like you said, very soon they'll be cashing it in for gold, literally free gold. KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3000. Call them, tell them Alex Jones sent you. Dr. Elliott, yeah, send me all your research on where we're going with BRICS and the wars and all. Let's do a deep dive soon. And let's have you on and take calls.
Let's do it.
Let's do that soon. We'll do it sometime this week. Thank you, Dr. Elliott. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
If you're a TV viewer, we're also on a lot of radio stations. There's Joe Biden shuffling off this morning from the crime-ridden city of Chicago with Jill going off to California for a multi-week vacation. The big question is, who's running the country? As Joe and Jill shuffle off to D.C., then we'll head up to California for a vacation the rest of the week and then go off to another vacation. Who is running the show? And look, I know as listeners, you know it's a bureaucracy, it's a deep state. But we can't just let that in our minds, myself included, because I'm guilty of this, just normalize the fact that, okay, they stole the election and then stole the primaries and installed Joe and then removed him and installed Kamala. Hell, they may remove her because the sky's the limit. This isn't normal. This isn't good. And when you have mainstream articles last week going, well, it's no big deal, thousands of fake headlines and articles a week, posted in all the major newspapers that look like the newspaper wrote it. We know they're already deceitful and lie, but this is the Kamala Harris deep state campaign writing thousands of fake articles. You say, how do they do that? They have AI just on a bunch of topics. They admit this with no name on who wrote it, just spamming BS, BS polls, BS articles, BS policy. And people just see that. They just see the headline and think, oh, well, that's happening. So this is total and complete weaponization. Look at this breakdown right here. 84% positive coverage by ABC, CBS, and NBC of Kamala Harris in a study. 89% negative of Trump. We do have choices with Trump, prosperity and peace. With Kamala Harris, poverty and war. And now, her fake campaign. She's only done a few, five or six, one-minute quick interviews whenever she will get off an airplane or get off a bus or something. And it's just crazy, absolutely crazy that this is going on and that she's basically hiding. And then last night, she comes off onto the stage in a surprise visit, talks about a minute and a half, and then looks drunk and stumbles off. I mean, this is massive Circus Maximus, total and complete clown show. So how do you expect her, when she's cognitively not even as good as Biden, and boy, that's saying a lot, debate Trump? So remember the hoax in the last 3 weeks. Trump refuses to debate. No, they sent Trump a letter. You look at the fine print and said, will you agree to whatever debate, wherever we want, anytime, any place, any rules? He said, no, I will debate you. Let's discuss the format of the debate. And then they never send him a format of the debate. So, or what they're proposing. So they run headlines everywhere. Trump's chicken. Trump won't debate Kamala. Meanwhile, Trump's everywhere doing interviews dozens of times a day, multiple stump events every other day, rallies everywhere, going back to the scene where they tried to kill him in Butler soon, showing all this energy, all this stamina, and they say he can't talk. He has no energy. He wants to quit. He's scared of Kamala. He won't debate her. And then he says, okay, well, you didn't respond to me with a proposal. I said I would listen to your proposal. That's how this works. Fox News will do a fair mediated debate, which those Fox News debates are actually usually anti-Republican. They actually would have, like, you know, Chris Wallace up there, and, you know, he would, or you know, famously all those other reporters. Who's the blonde chick that came and interviewed me when she was at NBC after Fox, who's totally controlled and, you know, now is trying to clean up her act a little bit? Who's the Megyn Kelly. If you go back to those Fox debates, they were skewed against Trump. So this would be a very probably fair or even skewed towards Kamala. And now she is officially this morning refused to debate Trump on Fox. So I would expect her, with only 77, 76 days to the election, to probably never even debate Trump. I don't know how she gets away with it, but, you know, this is the part two of the campaign from the basement. Comrade Kamala, Trump wrote on X and Truth Social, has just informed us that she will not do the Fox News debate on September 4th. I'm not surprised by this development because I feel that she knows it's very difficult at best for her to defend her record, setting flip-flopping on absolutely everything she once believed in, including her statements that there will be no fracking in Pennsylvania and her horrible performance on the border. Our borders are where millions of criminals and people with mental health institutions and terrorists have been allowed to pour into our country totally unchecked and unvetted. It's called, and she loves it, an open border. Rather than debate on September 4th, I have agreed to do a town hall anchored by Sean Hannity for Fox. It will take place in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Details to follow. So there you go. Now, thousands of headlines, radio programs, TV news productions, podcasts, that, woo, remember it trending 2-3 weeks ago. Man, Trump's a chicken. Man, he won't debate her. All because they just made it up. And then now, they won't give a proposal. He gives one. They go, nope. And you know, CNN already got the other debate when Trump cleaned the floor with Biden. So it's fair for Fox to get it. But again, Joe Rogan has bigger viewers than the top three or four Fox shows combined. My show is as big or bigger than any of the top Fox shows. Tucker's way bigger. We used to have like 5 million viewers on there and a few million online. Now his average show is about 30 million. His bigger show is 200 million, 300 million. Elon Musk does the Spaces with Trump last Monday, 8-9 days ago, gets over a billion viewers. Why doesn't Elon just, you know, rent a big hotel ballroom and just have an old-fashioned debate with Kamala and Trump for 3 hours, like the Lincoln-Douglas debates? Like that went for like a day or something. But the point is that just let them slug it out. Well, she can't do that, folks. She has to be given the questions beforehand. She has to practice and be completely scripted, and she'll still come off as smart as a box of rocks. So that is a big deal. Meanwhile, they had a slip of the tongue last night. We'll get that clip ready. Kamala committed to strengthening illegal immigration. We got a report on it on Infowars.com by Kellen McBreen. And last night, that's exactly what Biden said. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening illegal immigration. You heard that right. It's just a few seconds long. Here it is.
Kamala and I are committed to strengthening illegal immigration.
Roll it a few more times.
Kamala and I are committed to strengthening illegal immigration. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening illegal immigration. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening illegal immigration. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration. Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration.
Should we play that 5 more times? I mean, I know it's obnoxious, but that's what we've got going on here. Here's Representative Joyce Beatty criticizes J.D. Vance for making it to the Ivy League school after growing up poor in Ohio. So again, around 95% of corporate donations go to Kamala and to Biden before. You can look it up. Usually it's 60-40, but the richest people, you can look it up. The richest people in Congress are Democrats. The most billionaires are Democrats, almost all of them here in the U.S. Almost all their contributions go against Trump. And the Democrats are flying around in private jets. They're insider trading. They're doing all this. And then they talk about how they're populist last night. That was their main message, and how anybody making money is bad. But never a big discussion about how the globalists created inflation to transfer their wealth. So here she is attacking J.D. Vance.
Left. Now, J.D. Vance likes to talk about how he's from Ohio. But as soon as he could, he ran away to Yale and Silicon Valley, cozying up with billionaires while trashing our communities.
Now I want to play you something that Darren McBreen put together. And we titled this last night on X and posted it, and it needs to be shared. It has been shared. It's got 500,000 views, but I think it should get about 10 million views. This is breaking. Kamala Harris releases powerful new presidential ad celebrating Democrat cities. Here it is.
This is our town. We've got steel in our spines, iron in our veins, and hope in our hearts. We've got the flavor, the guts, the grit, and those big shoulders you've heard so much about. We're a bold city, a proud city, a who you calling second city, where 77 neighborhoods are one, a city of giants, a city with heart, a city with heroes, a sweet, sweet place to call home. We were born ready, baptized by fire, tireless, tenacious, tested, trusted. And like someone else we know, when we fight, we win. We're ready to rise to the challenge, to rise to new heights. Rise, rise, rise. Up, up, and away we go. Hey, make some noise so we can hear you, America. Welcome to Chicago.
What's that swinging between Big Mike's legs? The same thing that gave Fauci AIDS. An anaconda, Burak's favorite pet. Gets him higher than a turbojet, yeah. Joan Rivers said it's true. Under the dress, it's become unglued. Put it back, oh now, Big Mike's gonna let it show.
All right, I want to turn on the phone system and open the phones up, and four callers got left on hold yesterday. If they gave us their name and number, we'll call them back, put them up at the head of the line. You're welcome to talk about any subject you want for the balance of the hour ahead of these huge guests coming on, but let's just get eight callers or so on the board because I don't want to leave anybody holding. You're welcome to talk about any issue you want, the ridiculous behavior last night, whatever you'd like to discuss. It's open phones, first-time callers, long-time callers. You agree, you disagree. If you disagree, it's fine. I just don't want to play games with you and, you know, sit there and have you play little mind games once you get on with me about trying to get in a fight with me personally. I'm not going to play games with you. Got issues you want to debate? I'd love to hear from you. Toll-free number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Okay. I just want to show you articles here from around the world to give you a little snapshot of some of the good and bad things that are happening. But to just point out again that whether you are in Canada or whether you're in Europe or whether you're in Australia, if you're in the Western world, it's the same globalist policies, top to bottom, run by the big central banks with BlackRock as the enforcer. And we just want to identify who the ruling class really is. That they're anti-free market, they're anti-human, they're transhumanist, they're anti-family, they're anti-God. They want to be God. And this is a really important area in all of that. Now, this is a big report up on Infowars.com. Report. Biden administration, Russia's digital ID plans. And when you read into this, we already have IDs. We already have a national ID card. But now he wants to unify it with these global databases. He wants to give them to illegal aliens, which most cities are already doing through the driver's license area. But this will be federally issued so they can just bypass all of that and then give them benefits, everything else that they've been doing and that they're calling for expanding. And the co-chair of the campaign, Governor Whitmer of Michigan, says, oh, everybody loves it. We have a consensus. People resonate with free health care and free housing and free education and free. Even though citizens and veterans don't get that. The Biden administration is working to expedite widespread adoption of digital IDs, including driver's license, and draft executive order indicates. Digital IDs are a contentious concept primarily because of the concentration of eventually the entirety of people's sensitive private information and centralized databases controlled by the government and on people's phones. But you see, that's a unified ledger so they can implement the social contract on you and control what you do and punish you if you don't submit. So it's an important article. You should go read it. It's being set up via Bill Gates and a UN program for a world unified standardized program. And what have they done in Canada with the truckers that were peaceful? They have big trials of them going on right now for long prison sentences. And they have terms like concealing rebellion. You didn't actually rebel even violently, but you meant it to be rebellion. They define it. Or over in the UK, well, the law says you have free speech, except if we say it could incite somebody, and then they define that, and then saying the majority of rapes are the illegal aliens, boom, 22 months in prison. I played the judge last week saying that. You said that many of the migrants are raping. Of course, it's true. 22 months in prison. So, UK woman arrested for silent prayer wins payout and an apology. Remember that clip last year? This happened to a bunch of people. Just praying, like about 7,500 yards away from the front of an abortuary, silently. And they came and arrested her. They said that is offensive. German court reverses ban on right-wing magazines censored by left German government. So there's major pushback and a lot of good things happening. UK to release 5,000 violent prisoners. This is in the article. One guy, you know, a black guy killed, an illegal alien killed a kid, a migrant killed a kid. It was okay because he was white. He got 6 months in jail. They let him out, and they're putting people in there again for years for their speech. It's not violent. So UK to release 5,000 prisoners to make room for nationalists labeled far right by government. Now they're going to label misogynists as terrorists and lock them up. Ukrainian MPs, and hell, Zelensky actually just signed this today, paved the way for banning largest Christian church. So the Ukrainian Orthodox Church that founded Russia 1,000 years ago, over 1,000 years ago now, a little over 1,000, has officially been banned, and that's exactly what the globalists want to be able to do here. Italian state media reporter apologizes over Nazi SS broadcast where they interview soldiers from the Azov Battalion wearing swastikas and other Nazi paraphernalia. And then, of course, here's Keir Starmer, the prime minister of the UK, from a few years ago saying, lock up anybody, use the military that criticizes lockdowns or shots, put them in prison. And I forgot to send you guys this clip, but I want to play it so you... Oh, we actually have it. Wow, I didn't see it on the list. Maybe I missed it. So this is him a few years ago. He's now the prime minister, and you're hearing this. Australia's saying it. Canada's saying it. You see all these different WHO people saying it, including Peter Hotez here in the U.S. They mean business. We have the head of the global UN emergency management system saying it, Dr. Ryan. Here's the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer.
We have to deal with the anti-vax campaigns because they will cost lives. And if we need to pass emergency legislation to deal with them, I'd be quite prepared to work with the government on that. We could pass it in a couple of days in Parliament. And the sooner we do that, frankly, the better, because for many NHS staff, it is really distressing. They're under huge pressure. And it's been building over the last few weeks and months. They're all doing their level best. They're all seeing that it's getting very, very difficult. And to come out and to have to confront that or even hear that is against the national interest. And if we need legislation, I'll sit down with Boris Johnson. We can draft it. We can pass it very, very quickly, because that misinformation will cost lives. We need as many people vaccinated as possible. We all need to give people confidence to be vaccinated as part of the program. And it's also dealing with this misinformation.
Which they define as misinformation, even though everything we said was proven true. Everything they said was a lie. Where the virus came from, blocking the treatments, giving people poison treatments, giving them the mRNA shots that have killed over 35 million people. But you've all seen those compilation videos where they'll all say the same thing about Biden or Obama or the globalism or COVID. Well, you can do the same thing with him. You can take German, Dutch, French, Scottish, Irish, UK, Canadian, US politicians, you know, where they're all saying we got to build back better and the Great Reset, and show them all say the same thing. I played it last hour. Peter Hotez, who's the spokesman for the WHO, little mini-me of Fauci, saying we've got to use the military and police, we've got to outlaw questioning our science because you're going to kill people. Now look at this article. Freedom Convoy trial, remember that a few years ago in Canada, resumes. Leaders still face possible 10-year jail sentence. Ottawa, LifeSite News. After a five-month hiatus, the trial for two Freedom Convoy leaders resumed in an Ottawa courthouse last week for closing arguments. Justice Heather Perkins McVeigh, who is overseeing the trial, adjourned the court proceedings in March to allow the government to prepare legal arguments to block its claims that leaders Chris Barber and Tamara Leash, who we've had on, co-conspirators, as well as to give the defendants time to prepare the case that the two are innocent. Leash and Barber face multiple charges from the 2022 protests, including mischief, concealing mischief, can't prove any mischief, they're just saying we're going to protest peacefully, we're sick of being locked down, concealing intimidation, and obstructing police for taking part in the organizing an anti-mandate freedom convoy in Canada. Anyone charged with mischief could face a potential jail sentence of 10 years. Remember, they grabbed their bank accounts of thousands of people. They used geolocating and geofencing illegally to do it. Because Trudeau says he wants to be a dictator. He loves dictatorship. Want to see the clip again? Nah, you've seen it 500 times. So they're telling you what they're doing. They want to put us all in jail, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada or Germany. They are totalitarians. They are authoritarians. They are the baddies, the bad guys. The court sat for 3 days last week, from August 13th to 15th, and thus far the government has asserted that the absence of violence or peaceful nature, the protest didn't make it lawful, emphasizing that the onus was on the Crown to prove the protest unlawfulness. As reported by LifeSite News at the time, despite the nonviolent nature, the protest, and the charges, Leash was jailed for weeks before she was granted bail. The Democracy Fund, TDF, which is crowdfunding for Leash's legal costs, noted in a legal update for the 39-day trial that is expected, the Crown would try to prove the leaders were co-conspirators, meaning the accusations placed against one leader automatically apply to the other. That's tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back and take your phone calls straight ahead. And then we've got huge guest on. I mean, the last interview with one of these guys blew up. It's really important. So you want to stay with us? Follow me on X, Real Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The Grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day,
friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You want to be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Supposed to and fell on his sword last night. Pelosi has come out even more intensely than she did 2 weeks ago when she admitted she removed him with the rest of the deep state. She now told CNN, I did what I had to do. Pelosi admits to major role in ousting Biden from the Democratic ticket. That and more is coming up. I want to go right to your phone calls now. But the guest we have coming up in the second hour, we had one of them, Gregory Stenstrom, military officer, great background, really highly recommended by Roger Stone. The Trump campaign did a great job exposing who's really running the globalist secret societies and basically how this syndicate operates. And then we're also going to have Colonel Timothy Schindler on with him as well to go deeper into this. But here's just the post on X that got 1.6 million views from the last interview, then broken up pieces of it got tens of millions. Breaking, naval officer publishes powerful dossier exposing the leaders of the deep state, meet the council, and that's what it's called, running America. So the deeper dive with Colonel Timothy Schindler and Gregory Stenstrom coming up in the next hour. But now, let's do what I said I would do, and let's go to your phone calls in the order they're received. Let's go to Carlos in Canada on the question of who's running the country. They admit they won't say who it is. Who's running the country? Carlos.
Well, Alex, I draw your attention to two important data, pieces of news that were actually published, but that have received very little attention. One was a report by O'Keefe Media about a gentleman by the name of Tyler Robinson. Now, Tyler Robinson is special advisor to the chief of staff of the administration, SB administration, and he's reporting on Jeff Zients, who is the Biden's chief of staff. And according to the interview that was captured by secret camera, according to Robinson, Jeffrey Zients holds more power than Vice President Kamala Harris, and further confirmed that both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are behind the scenes involved at the White House. He says, I feel like he's very involved. And he says, he answers, Barack Obama is. Hillary Clinton still has people that are like super close to her. Now, let me explain who Jeffrey Zients is. Jeffrey Zients is a World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, five-year trained young global leader, an Israeli-American agent infiltrated long ago, and he is, in fact, advising the president of the United States. And according to the interview, he says that Biden's chief of staff, Jeff Zients, says Robinson, is the second most powerful person in Washington. He says whatever this guy says, it's what the president says. That's on record from James O'Keefe Media Group.
Yes, I did see that report, and we'll actually pull that up. Yeah, there's no doubt that Israel has heavily infiltrated the U.S. government. I would say to the same extent as the communist Chinese. And then you've kind of got the Council on Foreign Relations set up by British intelligence in 1921 that is kind of the control arm through corporations and bureaucracies. But there's a lot of different kind of pyramids within pyramids in there. But emerging over time, the Israeli lobby and the Israeli combine becomes more and more powerful. And then it's got a country that's sovereign and gives immunity to its spies. And just like communist China gives that to their spies. And it's really a disastrous situation.
The second point I wanted to bring to your attention is that on July 21st, President Biden passed the baton onto saying he will not run for re-election. On the 22nd, and he issued a memorandum to the Secretary of State of the Treasury, and he says, by authority, I'm not going to read the numbers because it's not my expertise, but he says, by the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including Section 301 of Title III, under United States Code, I hereby order as follows. Section 1, I hereby delegate to the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, the functions and authorities vested in the President by sections under the Rebuilding Economic Prosperity and Opportunities for Ukrainians Act, Division 7 of Public Law. I hereby delegate to the Secretary of State, in consultation with the Secretary of the Treasury, the functions and authorities vested in the President by sections blah, blah, and of the Act. Now, Section 2, he says, the delegation of this memorandum shall apply to any provisions of any future public laws that are the same or substantially the same as those provisions referenced in this memorandum. The Secretary of the Treasury is authorized and directed to publish this memorandum in the Federal Register, Joseph B. Biden Jr. Now, and that is signed. The memorandum is entitled Memorandum on the Delegation of Certain Functions and Authorities under the Rebuilding Economic Prosperity and Opportunity for Ukrainians Act. That means that everything that's been passed under this act is now delegated to Janet Yellen. Well, as you know, she was in charge of the Federal Reserve, becomes now the Secretary of the Treasury, long infiltrated American-Israeli agent, and at the same time, she's serving the interests not only of the United States, but in this case, of the people of the United States, of course.
In closing, I could talk to you for an hour, Carlos. I've been calling him for 15, 20 years. But just in closing, what do we do about this, and what do you expect these different bureaucracies and deep state arms to do against Trump?
Well, Alex, for a long, long time, the American people have tolerated the presence of secret societies among them. And I cannot think in history, being really kind to the whatever benevolent functions have been served, I have not found one secret society that has ever been to the interest of the American people. Not a single one.
In fact, they almost always establish tyrannies and grow like a cancer.
Yes, and why? Why be secret if you really mean to be benevolent? That's the whole point. And as long as this continues, the United States is so badly infiltrated that at this stage, you cannot rely on none of you. You're questioning, really, who's really running the country? Obviously, because these are outlaws. These are not people that are, you know, under your authority as the people of America, under the Republic, to do what they must do by the Constitution. They do what they secretly agree to do and hope to get away with it.
Absolutely.
And that's costing the America.
Absolutely. And then the Israeli lobby has a lot of control over the media as well. Thank you so much, Carlos. Excellent point. We asked the question earlier, who's really in control right now at the Biden administration, and he just nailed it. I've talked to a lot of top people and done my own research. The names he listed are definitely have great control. This is extremely dangerous. So that's why they want Kamala. She's another empty suit that can be a puppeteered. Thank you, sir. Miss Lou in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I had something disturbing on X the other day. This ad was posted on August 1st by the FBI, and it is Protecting Our Communities Together, Report Hate Crime. They give you an 800 number and a tips line. Hate crimes not only harm victims, but also strike fear into their communities. The FBI is committed to combating hate crimes and seeking justice for victims. If you're a victim of or witness to a hate crime, and then they tell you how to follow through.
I've seen those ads. So let's talk about, I want you to be able to finish, but let's talk about what they're doing here. They cut police to respond to real violent crime, theft, robbery, rape, you name it, huge human trafficking, fentanyl, and then all over the Western world, increased funding, like in the UK and here now, for hate crime, drumming that up and throwing the book at people. And there's the FBI ad you're talking about on screen. Go ahead.
Well, what I want to say about this, I think their ultimate goal, and I know you know this, is for the whole defund the police, was to get rid of local police force.
Yes.
And create a national police force.
And that's State Department Memorandum 7277, which ends with UN troops occupying America. And now we've got all these Democrats calling for UN troops. It's official. Go ahead.
Absolutely. The other thing is, I want to tell you about your new guest, Gregory Stenstrom. His list of who's really running this country are the people you already know, obviously, in Intel and the deep state, from Lisa Delmonico to, you know, the whole crew. But there was one on there that I was kind of surprised, and that was William Barr.
Oh, yeah. William Barr has been attorney general twice. He worked for the CIA, basically ran Iran-Contra during the Reagan administration. And he's a bad guy.
But I didn't realize he was a current player.
Oh, he's high up in it. He's definitely, you know, on the deep state. He's definitely part of the system that runs things.
Got it. Well, listen, thank you so much for all you do, Alex. And listen, I'm a show fan, but I'm also a product fan. I just got my Dr. Jones Naturals order, and I'm happy.
Well, we wouldn't be here without you. So, Miss Lou, amazing caller. Well, that was two incredible callers in a row. I could talk to her for hours, but we won't get to everybody else if we do. But let me just do a quick plug since she mentioned it. DrJonesNaturals.com is an incredible sponsor. They help keep us on air. They have all the NanoSilver products, a lot of amazing supplements, not available at InfoWarsStore.com, are available exclusively at DrJonesNaturals.com. Like the 30 parts per million colloidal silver, silver bullet discounted, the next level foundational energy that is not a traditional stimulant, but cleans out your cells and gives you incredible energy. It's amazing with no letdown. It's all available at drjonesnaturals.com, all the nano silver toothpaste, the turmeric toothpaste, No fluoride, 4 to 5 of the least essential oils. There's also the activated charcoal toothpaste, the immune gargle. There's so many amazing products and supplements at drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank you all for taking action. We wouldn't be here without you. And then our main sponsor, the company itself, InfoWarsStore.com. Great films, great books, high-quality water filtration at the lowest prices, great storable food for quality, the lowest prices you're going to find, all of it ready to ship. Great, you know, Trump survives assassination, fight, fight, fight shirt as a fundraiser shirt. It's all there. And then there's the great 1,000 milligram vitamin C and zinc with rose hips, back in stock, 40% off. There's the vitamin mineral fusion, limited supply back in stock. There's the body's ultimate turmeric with 95% curcuminoid back in stock, all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And when you're there, be sure and check out the InfoWars MD line of products that are amazing and are very, very low cost compared to their competitors. The gummies that have the high-quality CBD, the liquid CBD, the turmeric 95, very similar to body's ultimate turmeric formula. In fact, it's a 95% curcuminoid as well. The ageless vitality collagen, the mushroom max for your mental clarity and immune system. There's the CBD full spectrum, so amazing. Libido RX and so much more like Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com and the InfoWars MD line. All right. Let's go back to your calls. Thanks for holding. Jefferson from Virginia, you're on the air.
Alex Emmerich Jones, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, sir.
You know, it's ironic that your middle name is Emmerich because the man that wrote the definition of a natural-born citizen was a man named Emmerich Vattel. And he told the framers and the founders that to be a natural-born citizen, you had to be born in the country of parents, plural, that were citizens of that country. And nothing's ever changed that since the beginning of our republic. But everybody thinks the 14th Amendment changed the definition of what a natural-born citizen is. And we have to revert back to Mr. Vattel to understand that to alter the understanding of what a natural-born citizen is would have required an amendment to the Constitution that would have specifically mentioned eligibility to be president. The 14th Amendment does no such thing. If there's one amendment that nobody seems to understand and the Democrats are trying to use it against Trump right now, is the 14th Amendment.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. And they're trying to run people that are illegitimate on purpose to set that precedent. People that don't know why, when our country was founded, they wrote in the Constitution that you had to have your parents here and you natural born was because Europe had a lot of royalty and they wanted to export their princelings to other countries and install them, even in elected systems, by backing them with money. So to stop foreign colonization of political elites, that's why that's in the Constitution.
Right. They would have had to come here and then have babies as they had naturalized as citizens for that to have worked if we understood the proper definition of natural-born citizen. So the requirement that you be born inside our country didn't make a lot of sense because that almost invited them to come over here and have babies here. But if they were required to be naturalized first, then we would catch on to what they were trying to do before they were successful in having their children over here.
Yes, so they had to show the loyalty by being naturalized. And so, bottom line, Kamala Harris is illegitimate.
Right, but that means the rest of the administration is all in violation of their oath to the Constitution to uphold the Constitution. So they're all on the hook if we can just make the case before the Supreme Court. Spenstrom is telling us that the only people that are outside the council are the Supreme Court justices. So we need to petition them. That's why we need to talk to Ken Paxton and get him, because he would have standing to bring a case against Kamala Harris before the Supreme Court, which could basically harpoon this whole great whale that is this administration and take it down.
Well, I totally back what you're saying. And look, the way she didn't get one vote, the way they removed Biden, had a fake letter, drugged him up, that's all illegitimate. We are living under a globalist coup, as Naomi Wolf said last week. Ken Paxton should get on it. Superlative call. Wow, the best calls ever today. Thank you, sir. Brendan in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. First of all, disabled veteran here in Florida have benefited greatly from your products. So InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you.
And DrJonesNaturals.com. Absolutely. all the other veterans already know the deal, and the new ones, figure it out. That's where you got to go. Get your products. Get healthy. I'm right behind you, Alex. I'll be 50 in January. So veterans got to come out of retirement for World War III, I guess.
It's crazy, brother. What do you think about the election coming up?
Well, I think it's largely man versus himself, 2024, because it really is it's a spiritual battle within each one of us, as well as at the macro level, the micro and the macro, and everything in between. So we all have to, like you say, dig deep and find it and move in the right direction for the children. It's the only way. I mean, it just can't go down.
The stakes could not be higher.
Absolutely. God bless you, Alex. And I'm a combat veteran, a dual citizen, but I love America. And my family's from Ireland. And please go to Hold the Line and order your Liberty coins. We've got to hold it, guys. This is it. If it dies here, it's dead everywhere. God bless you, Alex.
Thank Absolutely.
You how to be real Americans.
Thank you, sir. I hate to get up here and beg all the time for support. We're barely hanging on. The enemy's come fully against us, as you've seen. If they can get us, they can get anybody. They're trying to get through me to get to you. It really is happening. You know that. It's not like we're not delivering, reaching tens of millions a day. So I'm very thankful, very humble. But I'm just telling you, thank you, callers, for what you're saying. Let's go to Jack in Wisconsin, then Anonymous in Washington, D.C. Jack in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones, you were talking about the other day flooding the zone and training the AI, and I think that's one of the biggest processes that we have to deal with nowadays is now with this advent of AI where it's going to become the future. And I personally think it's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back for releasing Tesla technology of unlimited energy, along with using fossil fuels and nuclear to power the AI. I think one of the most important things we can do now is through our own actions and existence, because AI survives off our metadata, train the AI. So we put God in the machine, and it's a Christian God for the reasons to make it the most comfy AI. Obviously, if you had to choose any religion, I can't see another religion for the AI besides Christianity, just because for the sole reason of comfortability and prosperity and respect of life and freedoms and rights. What do you think?
Well, I'm no technical expert, but I can read what all the experts say, and that's why they keep trying to have closed AI, then roll it out against us once it's trained with globalist, communist, leftist ideas. Is because OpenAI gets programmed by the people and sounds like Elon Musk and Alex Jones and Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson. I mean, if you go to Grok and ask it questions, it's like I wrote it. And I've learned from people high up that InfoWars and other major groups that are Patriot have really been giving AI a problem, because when they turn their AI loose on us, even if it's been secretly trained with only disinfo, it then basically goes crazy or turns over to our side. They've got big problems because it's plagiarizing. Go ahead. I'm going to let you go. I appreciate your call. Your phone had a problem. But absolutely dead on point, sir. Thank you. Anon in Washington, D.C. on the transgender movement. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Alex. This is Anonymous. Regarding modern society, I think the Fifth Matrix film should really address the fact that people are essentially putting themselves back in the Matrix. When people get involved in transgender activity, that's like not taking the blue pill, but taking the black pill or the pink pill. There's nothing wrong with gay people except when they try to force homosexuality on other people. So nowadays, you got Agent Wilson, Agent Murphy, and Agent Saxon telling people there are more than two genders. This should be the subject of the Fifth Matrix film. Neo should be a guy named DEA, spelled D-E-A, as in the Drug Enforcement Agency. The Drug Enforcement Agency needs to stop the public from getting gender alteration drugs. They need to wear skull masks just to let people know this is serious. DEA, as in the death of insane liberalism.
Listen, you're absolutely right, but you know the Wachowski brothers actually became transgender.
Yeah, I know about that, but they're no longer in control of the movie. There is
No. I'm just saying you're absolutely right, and they train you to be something else you aren't, getting you ready to merge with AI. They admit that the whole transgender movement is introducing the insanity that you can really be something else.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the Wachowski brothers would never allow that, but I'm just saying that, you know, like in an ideal world, this is what the film should be about. You know, it's just that, you know, I mean, like I said, I have nothing against gay people, but, you know, I mean, this is just too much.
Well, the point is, it's an AI, CIA, social engineering, New World Order, transhuman movement where we'll believe two men can have a baby. We'll believe that you can live forever by uploading your brain into a machine, as they're already selling. That's the next big lie. Sure, the AI will be able to fool you. It's your dead dad or dead mother. It'll sound just like them, know all their secrets, everything. It can fool you, but it's not really them. That's what saying you can't misgender a 6'7" man in a pink tutu saying he's a woman is. They're just they're normalizing accepting total BS.
Exactly, and it doesn't even require AI. I mean, AI is a problem, but you know it doesn't even require that. I think it's just a normal human, you know, BS. People will try to convince themselves into thinking that.
No, I'm saying it's training wheels for what's coming.
Oh, I see. Okay,
that's a really good point. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, another thing I'd like to add is that you should really watch a movie called Eon Flux that was with Charlize Theron, because what it is, it's a society where everything is bright and rainbow and happy. And yet, you know, it's a really oppressive society. So even though everything's like rainbows and all the technology is made of stone and water instead of metal, you know, it's incredibly oppressive. And, you know, like it's like a gilded cage. That's what they said. And that's what modern society is. Like what they're trying to make it everything seem like everything is fine. Everything is great. When actually it's the exact opposite.
And all the statistics show less fertility, more cancer, lower life expectancy, more depression, more isolation. But it's all glistening and for your own good. Absolutely great point, sir.
Life expectancy. It's just, you know, quality of life in general. I mean, you know, like The Matrix, I mean, Dark City was also another movie that was all dark and grimy. But, you know, I mean, it was actually somewhat, you know, like happy if you were actually to live in that kind of society. But Eon Flux was, you know, bright and happy. And that's the society we're living in right now. It's all BS. Don't convince yourself that you're happy. You know, see things for as they are. And continue fighting it. You know,
that's what makes you happy, is to realize reality, be a force for good, and fight back against evil, but also promote things that are good. Excellent points. Amazing call. We have had we always have pretty good calls, sometimes some weird calls, sometimes amazing calls, but these calls have been just bam, bam, bam. So incredibly thought-provoking. I am so honored to be your host. I'm so honored you decide to tune in and decide to listen and share the links and support us. Thank you so much. I'm doing the best job I can, and I'm very humbled by your support and the crew's support and everybody and the work you're doing. So thank you. Hour number three, we'll jam in a few more calls, and then our special guest do the deep dive on the council. I'm in a paradox. Or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. It's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us to keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products. They're finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamineral Fusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.